Hey there! Today is Monday, May 15th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author, blogger, and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner, and this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I have faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. And since I don't have anything, well, blog-wise to share or anything, I'm just going to tell you what's on my mind. And the title of today's podcast is, How Was It? And I know that is a really vague question. I know, but I'm going to get to it. So I like literally don't have anything to talk about right now on today's podcast. I could tell you about some things that I did in Ireland, but I'm going to wait a little bit for that. And I'm just kind of curious, and this is probably going to be a short podcast. Ha, yeah, right. Who am I kidding? Let's hope it is anyway. So all you moms out there, I would like to know, how was your Mother's Day? How was it? I'm curious. I had a very nice Mother's Day. So we'll start off with that, since there's actually nobody here to actually, you know, answer me. I'm going to let you know. Well, I mean, I'm not going to let you know, but I'm going to share. I guess that's the better way of saying it. I enjoyed my Mother's Day. I got to open up presents. My son sent me a really cute paper, I guess you would call it, flower bouquet. That might sound really, really odd to you, but it's actually one of the cutest things I have ever received. And I don't have to worry about watering these plants. I don't have to worry about them dying on me. They are cute. And it's actually on display right now in my kitchen, and I absolutely love it. And you might be thinking, that's crazy. Why would you love something like that? It's not real. Well, that's the whole point. It's not real, and I'm not going to kill the flowers. So I absolutely love it. It's really pretty. It's cute. It had me laughing and smiling all at the same time. It was a really cute present, and I'm really thankful for it. And my husband got me a big thing of Lindt chocolate. Lindt. And when I say big, I mean big. There is a lot in there. And he knows how much I love chocolate, especially dark chocolate. There's so much in that package. I couldn't believe it when I opened it. Yes, I am obviously going to share with him. I love sharing with him. And yeah, and then we got to go to church, and it was really, really nice. I got to be with my family at church. My son-in-law is our pastor, and he did a great job with the message for moms. And after that, we actually went to my son-in-law's parents' house. Now, that might sound a little weird, but I actually remember my parents doing that as well when my kids were growing up. So maybe it's not too weird. And we had a really nice time. It was a bit chilly, but It was just a fun time was had by all. There was a barbecue, and I absolutely love my daughter's mother-in-law. She is one of the sweetest ladies I know, and she did such a great job, she and her husband, raising my son-in-law. And I just, yeah, my husband and I, we had a really good time. It was a nice Mother's Day, and yeah, the weather wasn't all that great. You know, it was chilly for May where we live, but that's okay. I got to spend it with family Mother's Day. I got to give some nice presents. At least I think they're nice presents. I hope they think it's nice presents. I got to receive some nice presents. And it just was an all-around nice day. And I'm so thankful for the family that I have. I'm so thankful that I got to spend the day with my husband, with one of my children, and with my daughter's in-laws, which I don't consider in-laws. To me, they are family. I love them so much, and I'm so thankful that they're in my family. Yeah, but I'm curious. Moms, grandma, nana, how was your Mother's Day? I hope you got to spend it with your family. I hope you got to spend it with your husband if he's around. You know, I hope that made any sense. I hope if your children are nearby, you got to spend some time with them, or maybe you got to spend it with a friends. I don't know. Maybe you got to do a barbecue. Maybe you cooked for them. Maybe they took you out. Maybe your kids cooked for you. I don't know. Maybe you got to go for a nice little walk. Or maybe you got to sit around the fireplace. Or I don't know. I mean, there's so many different things out there that could have been done. Maybe you're on a cruise. Who knows? Maybe you're on a fantastic family vacation somewhere. I don't know. Maybe you got to see fireworks. But if you are listening to this podcast, moms, grandmas, nanas, nonas, whatever else you're called, I would love to know, how was your Mother's Day? I hope it was nice. I hope the weather was nice. I hope you got to spend it with loved ones and just was able to enjoy the day. I did. Very, very grateful for my family. So grateful for my family. So grateful for my daughter's in-laws that I got to spend time with them yesterday. For my husband who loves me, my kids who love me. I hope you got to do the same. I hope you weren't by yourself. I really, really, truly hope that yesterday, all you moms out there had a great time with your family. All your grandmas, I hope you did. The nanas, I hope you did. The nonas, I hope you did. And in all honesty, I don't know what the name for grandma or nana is in all of the world, but I got what I know. And I just hope it was a really great day for all of you moms and grandmas out there and your nanas out there and nonas. And yeah, that's the only thing I could hope and wish for you is that it was a great day yesterday and that you got to spend your Mother's Day with family and friends and enjoyed your day. I really hope you did. I'm thankful that I was able to. And yeah, just wondering, how was it? If you are listening to this podcast, I would love it if you would reply, how was it? How was your Mother's Day? I would love to hear from you. You could send it to me on Twitter. You could send it to me on this podcast, however you hear it. If you hear this on Facebook, please message me there. If you hear this on LinkedIn, I would love it if you would apply there. Wherever you hear it, thank you so very much. Yeah, that's it for my podcast today. I don't really have anything else, and yesterday was Mother's Day, and I'm just wondering, how was it for you? How was your Mother's Day? I would love to hear from you. And thank you in advance for all those who may actually reply, even if it's just one person. Thank you. I guess that's it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And I'd like to let you know, if you would like, you can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @SRKBear. If you would like to check out any or all of my YouTube channels, you can. You may go to Kat and Smith. That is KatAndSmith. You could check my profile out on LinkedIn. If you like, you could go to my blog, KathleenSmith.org. Many, many, many years worth of blogs on there for you to read. Lots of them on travel. A bunch of them are personal as well. My podcast you're listening to is Kathleen's Corner. My books, if you would like to check out my books, you can. My books are Miscarriages, My Story, Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate. I hope they help you. And those are all, they are paperback, Kindle, and audio. And you could also get them on Kindle Unlimited, so you could read as many pages as you want, and that's all you pay for. I guess it's a win-win situation. I don't know. But if you've had a miscarriage, I would like to let you know you're not alone. I've been there. I know how much it hurts, and I hope my book can help you. If you want to know if my Brooklyner accent ever comes out, listen to my audiobooks. You might hear them there. I don't know. And Bears with Apps. Yes, that's my company. We have an app for everybody in your family. Yes, our apps are simple. I mean, they are as simple as you can get. And I don't know if people like simple apps, but they are helpful. So if you would like to check them out, they're all there. They're all educational. They're fun. Something for the entire family. We have cash registers. We have writing apps. We have math apps. We have a quiz app. We have a spelling app. We got it. BearsWithApps.com. Yeah. I feel like I'm forgetting something, and I don't really know what it is. But I think you get the picture. Yeah. And I just want to say thank you so very much for listening to my podcast about How Was It on Kathleen's Corner. And wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I'll be back when I'm back. Again, thank you and bye-bye.